Nearly 100 people have been arrested here in Washington as protesters gathered to shut down weekend meetings at the World Bank and International Monetary Fund. So far this morning, commuter traffic has been moving moderately well. Protests are planned through the rest of the weekend. World financial institutions again are being accused of harming the world's poor. And while protest organizers hope to shut down the capital today, international finance officials will be devising ways to keep the global economy moving. NPR's Kathleen Chalk reports.
The numbers are not encouraging. The IMF is now forecasting slower growth than it did just last spring. Since then, stock markets have plunged, and Latin America's situation has gotten more precarious. Argentina's economy is now expected to shrink by 20%, contracting twice as much as the U.S. economy did during the Great Depression of the 1930s. Argentina's troubles have shaken investors and neighboring economies. This month, the IMF tried to shore up Brazil with a $30 billion loan, but Brazil's currency kept sinking anyway to an all-time low. A possible war in Iraq and a jump in oil prices now have to be factored in as well. Nevertheless, IMF Managing Director Horst Köhler sounded upbeat. There are some worrisome developments, he acknowledged.
But it would not be productive, in our view, now to dwell in undue pessimism or even doom and gloom. The global economy has shown remarkable resilience in the face of multiple shocks over the past 2 years. And there are still good reasons to expect the recovery to continue in the period ahead.
Köhler says there are plenty of bright spots, including economic growth in much of Asia, Eastern Europe, and the former Soviet Union. Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill also held out hope.
When I meet with my G7 colleagues, I will report that I believe the U.S. economy is on the bumpy road to recovery. I remain convinced that we're on a path to a 3 to 3.5% real annual growth by the end of this year. And I look forward to hearing from my colleagues what they intend to do to spur growth in their own economies.
O'Neill says he plans to ask the Japanese finance minister, in particular, what his government is doing. Japan's economy has been stalled for more than a decade. O'Neill and others will also meet with Argentina's finance minister. Talks between Argentina's government and the IMF have been deadlocked for months. The IMF wants reforms before it hands over more money. Argentina's reserves are dwindling, and fears are mounting that it will default on its debts to the IMF and the World Bank, a step even the most cash-strapped countries avoid because it cuts off access to the only source of funding they have left. World Bank President James Wolfensohn says he's assuming Argentina will find a way to pay.
Do I have any inside information? No. It's an expression of my general optimistic outlook on life.
World Bank and IMF officials tried to address some of the complaints raised by protesters. They insisted that they and the activists actually share the same goal, reducing global poverty. At one point, between speeches, two protesters managed to slip into the building. They raised a banner blaming the World Bank for underwriting the destruction of forests. Security officials escorted them out quietly. Kathleen Chalk, NPR News, Washington.